Kaho doon kami nakuha.
Fine. Ne even anu the ishpani, the two edim say the following. Say, we testify on a certain person. Shechayim l'chaver matayim zuz. So two edim cut the best. And we're saying that Reuven owes Shimon 200 zuz. That's what they said. V'nimzu zayimin. And then they're found that they're being edim zayimin. They found to be edim zayimin. Two edim come and say, you were with us somewhere else on that day. So now what's the halacha? The Gemara says, comes to the Mishnah and says, the Remeir says, Lokin umeshamin. We give Malkus, the edim get lashes, umeshamin, and they have to pay the 200 zuz to Reuven. So we give him double jeopardy. Right, for one action, comes the Remeir and says, even though you did one action, on one action we give you two punishments. Shechidish. Right? You did one action, you did one false testimony invested. We're giving you two different punishments.
It's only a
finish if you know the rule. Fine. So it's a rule to good. Why? Now why in the world do you get here two? How does it make sense you get two? I said, why? You did one action. We know the rule is one action, that's one punishment. Even in Rameir, may still has to explain himself. Can you say, what's that? Let's just read it. Shalom Hashem. Shalom Hashem Hamavian Lide Makos.
But isn't that a
genuine? So let's say Shalom Hashem Hamavian Lide Makos. Mavian Lide Tashlumin. What is it? We see the Mishnah Rashi. We'll take questions. Did you see the Mishnah and the Rashi? Fine, then we'll listen to all the questions. Let's get to the first case at least one case. It says that it's not the same name. It's not the same pasuk. It's not for the same reason, which is bringing the person to get the penalty of Makos. It's not the same reason that you're getting the penalty of Tashlumin. Which means you're getting it for two different psukim. There's two meanings, they're not the same name, meaning you're not getting, when we leave you invested, why are you getting, we're writing up the thing, the verdict, why are you getting Malkus? This is because you did one Isser. The Shrach is going to say you did the Isser of Losan HaBreacha Eitchak. That's one thing, stamp it, fine. Then another verdict against you, but you also went against, you did Allah Kasher Zalim, Edim Zomim, you get Kasher Zalim, it's another paper, we stamp it and we give it to you. You did two different psukim. You went against two different psukim. Let's see Rashi over here. First Rashi, four lines from the bottom. First Rashi, the Mishnah, four lines from the bottom. Shelo Hashem. So Rashi's girsa is Hamachayvo. Our girsa is Hamavio. Our girsa is Shelo Hashem. It's not the same possible which is bringing you to Makos, it's bringing you to Tashlum. Rashi has a slightly different girsa. I don't know if it's going to be a different Pashup Shah. What I'm saying about in the mission, I mean Rashi had the Kirsa in the mission already. Right. I'm saying for some reason I don't know if it's a difference, but I'm just opening eyes. If you didn't see, now you'll see. Shalom Hashem Rashi Hamachayvo. It's not the same shame which it obligates you. Malkus Mechayvo Tashlumin. I mean our mission had just different words. Shalom Hashem Hamavi Oli Day Malkus. She's a little different lashon, right? Rashi the same lashon as the Gemara. I mean it's true, but it's a little different. I don't see a difference in pshat. But Rashi Shalom Hashem Hamachayvo Malkus. Not the same name which obligates you to Malkus, Mechayev Tashlumin. It's not the same name. Meaning what? Malkus, the reason why these Edom are getting lashes, the Mishum Lotane, because there's an Isser Deraisa in one of the Ten Commandments, Lotane Bre'acha Et Shaker. Don't speak of a false testimony against your friend. So, we know the rule is every time a person transgresses a negative commandment, then they're liable to Malkus lashes. So, one lashes, you get the lashes. Why? One reason you get lashes is because of losane. He did an Isser D'oraisa. Every time you do a lav for the Torah, it equals Malkus. Good? That's why you get Malkus. Good? So far, so good?
Is it relevant that the previous argument about there's a lav without a maser?
No, we hold that. We're going now that this you get losane for this. For this case, we're holding what's that? Mishvetashlum and Mishum Kasher Zaman. And you're paying for the Kasher Zaman. So in this case, for doing one action and investing, for one testimony investing, it comes out he went against two Torah laws. First of all, he went against Losan Breachat Shaker, which means you get Malkus. And also you have to pay because Kasher Zamam says whatever you plan to do gets done to you. Fine. Now how is it possible to get two punishments for one action? Because we say it's not the same shame. What does Rashi say about shame? Hamikra. It's not the same name. It's not the same pasuk, which is giving you the Malkus. It's giving you the Mamah. So sin is from two different psukim, therefore you get two different punishments. Okay, now, questions.
So, how does this fit in with the law of that if you do one act with two punishments, you only get the higher, and you get one? Which is the same noise.
So you're asking, the Reuven is asking, we know the rule in Shas, called Kimlai B'Derabbi Minim, that you get the greater one whenever a certain person gets two punishments, you only get the greater one. Now, there's a big machlokes in Ksubot, which Rashi and Gemara are on our faith, when you say that law. Remeir holds you only say that law by Misa and Malkus. When a person deserves death and lashes, then you only give death and not lashes. When it comes to a complication between Malkus and Mammon, Remeir says you get both. The Rabbanan and that Gemara say, you say Kimli B'Drabine even by Malkus and Mammon, and you'll always give Malkus. Good? So that's the answer to your question. Okay. That Remeir and that Gemara argues. He says, it's a whole Gemara over there. Okay. Says,
and then if Kimle Durabamine is a drosha kilu, then the standard law should be every punishment that you're obligated by, you should pay the law.
Oh, so that's
very
good. So that's the Remeir's the chiddush. That's our Gemara. Now, in Bain, he's going to talk about where Remeir decided it's how is it possible you get Mammon and Malkus. Nachon, that's the Gemara Noah Beis. Didn't get there yet. Our Gemara and Dalet Noah Beis is going to try to figure out where the Remeir go. How did he go against the rule? The rule says Kedei Rishasa, which we're going to say soon. You only get one penalty. You can only get, that's the Gemara Noah Beis, one penalty. So how's Remeir learn? You can get two. The Gemara is going to talk about Noah Beis. That's our Gemara. Very good. That's the Gemara. What you want to know, the Gemara also wants to know. You're Machayim to the Gemara. Fine. Thank you. Late. Good? Fine. Good, so Rav Reuven was asking a very good thing, meaning we know there's a rule you don't get double jeopardy. So the rule, which we're going to bring in Amar Beis, the Torah says, Kedei Rishaton. You only pay a person according to his wickedness, and not his wickednesses, not two evils. You don't bestin, doesn't, even though he has to do tshuva on it, but to the halacha, Hashem limits bestin's power, how much midas hadin they could have. Meaning, we know when we do a rule that we're obligated and we're liable to punishment for bestin, even if we say I'm going to go to the field for 6 hours and do tshuva, Bezin says, very nice for Shemayim, but as far as we're concerned, we have to give you your, like, even if you do, that we say,
you go 1 hour, it says.
We say still, you got, even if you do 1 hour, even if you do 24 hours, Bezin still has to give you your punishment. However, Hashem limits Bezin's power, because any time a person is chayiv, they're liable to a punishment from Shemayim, right, they do something which is chayiv instead of Shemayim, then tshuva does help you. Which means tshuva could help you to give you a clean slate. However, if a person is chayiv, that bestin, let's say, has to give him lashes. And then they go do tshuva, they go start doing tshuva on it. Your tshuva, as far as bestin is concerned, they can't say you did tshuva. Bestin always has to give you their oynish. However, even in that, Hashem gives bestin a limited amount how much they can punish a person in this world. Which means they have to give their punishment, so they can't give double jeopardy. Now, according to Rabbanan, they can never give double jeopardy. Never, ever. They can, whether a person's chayiv death penalty and lashes, they can't give two. Only give the greater one. Only give death penalty. And according to Rabbanan, if a person is chayiv lashes and money, the Gemara over there says lashes is worse. You give the machlokes in the Gemara, so we say lashes is worse than we give the lashes. Remeir says no. In a case where you have death and money, I agree you only give the death penalty, and we don't double jeopardize. You don't give money. However, in a case of when you have lashes and money, there you could get both. Now, how does Remeir know that? Our Gemara on the next side of the page is going to try to understand the Remeir's source that you could give double jeopardy by lashes and money. So comes Remeir and says, even though we have given you two punishments, it seems like he gave you two in one. Doesn't matter. I have two different reasons. You're getting Malkus lashes for one reason because you testified falsely in Bestin, and you're paying a monetary payment for a totally different reason because of Adam Zayman. And that's fine, because meaning there's two issues here. First of all, is the issue of giving Malkus and money at the same time, right? So Remeir says that I don't worry about, because Remeir and Abayi is going to handle it. Remeir is also saying, for doing one action, you can't give me two punishments, right? So he's saying you can. Since you did two things wrong, I could give you two punishments. Since you first of all testified falsely, that's one thing wrong. And also there's another halacha of Edom Zomim that you got zomified. So too bad, you could get two anshim. Good?
I don't know what you want to deal with this, but with Chorus and Malkus.
Well, the mice that we do, because it's not Bestin. It's only Bestin. Chorus and Malkus, it doesn't matter. Fine, it's the Chorus and Malkus we do.
I'm saying, if they take Malkus or Chorus, then they don't take Chorus.
That's another one. We're going to get to that, Gemara. Fine.
Hashem limits the din of the
Bestin. The Bestin, right, I'm saying. Bestin doesn't have the power to give, because actually Malkus and Chorus and Malkus, Nachon, Besdin could, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
that's a different story. Fine. You were saying if a person's chayav karis be shemayim and malchus, still it's not Besdin's issue. The Gemara talks about it. The Rebbe Yosef said, malchus is not Besdin's issue. Besdin can't do too much midas adin. That's the explanation. That's one explanation. So if it's even if the guy's like karis and malchus, Besdin could still get malchus.
Karis is more than that.
Nachon, even though it's great, it's a din in Besdin.
One's their job, one's their
right. Besdin can't do too much midas adin. Besdin is a limited amount of power. Hashem even limits Besdin's power. They can't double jeopardize, usually. Good. So Kanzer Meir says you could double jeopardize in this case. Why? First of all, the Gemara is going to say it's a case of lashes and money. So he knows you could jeopardize. But I only did one thing wrong. He says it's okay because there's two different psukim. In one action, you went against the Torah two different ways. Fine? That's the first. Now, the Gemara is going to bring the same case just in a case of malchus. Because really, it's all like a whole new sugi anyway. Let's see the next. That's the case. The first case of the Mishnah is talking about a case where the person is liable to money and lashes. Now we're going to get to a different case. Next case. Me'idin anu pe'ishplani. We're testifying on a certain person. Shehu chayev malkut arba'in. That this person gets 40 lashes. Let's say the same were made on this person. He was... We say innocent this person. He did chil Shabbos by mistake. He went against Shabbos by mistake. So he's chayev malkus. Good. He could be... Whatever. We know that's the scenario. Comes out, the Nimzu Zavim, man, they come out there in the Zavim and say, you guys, you weren't in Yerushalayim on Shabbos, you were in Bnei Brak. How do you know the story? Halacha is, Rav Meir said, Lokim Shmonim, he gets 80 lashes, which of course would really be 78, you get 39, 39, we call it 40. Fine. He gets two sets of lashes. Nachon? He gets two sets of lashes. Why? So now it's an issue. So now the Mishnah speaks out the whole thing. First of all, Mishum Lota Nebrecha. Well, first of all, because of Lota Nebrecha, don't speak up against your friend the false testimony. That's one lav you did. One you transgressed one negative commandment. Because of Basitem Lo Kasher Zamam. Due to you, what you planned on doing to the other guy. And since you, Adam Zaman, planned on giving him 40 lashes, you also get 40 lashes. So you're able to get two sets of 40 lashes because you did two different things. So we could double jeopardize. Then we remain. No, you only get 40 lashes because of Kasher Zamam. And they're saying now you don't get because of Losad. Which means, in the first case in the Mishnah, all we saw was it sounded like the Rabbanon is sticking to their regular rule. Meaning, what's the difference between why are we saying the same case twice? It seems like the Mishnah is repeating itself, right? It seems like the Mishnah is saying the same halacha twice. Where Meir said you could double jeopardize. The Chachamim say you can't, but it's not at all true. It's two different things. The first case of the Mishnah, according to Rabbanan, why didn't I give you Malchus and Mammon? It seems because you don't double jeopardize. We can't give you two punishments. If we're giving you money for Eidim Zavu,
we
cannot give you both. Good?
We can give you Malchus.
What?
Can't give you Malchus. We don't know the reason. If the reason for
Pachamim
is only because of the Pasuk,
then it should be Malchus and
that. Just be that specific.
Fine. So we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the Mishnah is. But again, so we have two cases. The first case of the Mishnah is that Rav Meir says we could give the Edom Zomim Malchus and Mammon, right? And the Chacham say, no, you only give, they only pay the money, right? Because of Edom Zomim. The second case is Rav Meir says you give two sets of Malchus, right?
80.
Two sets of Malchus?
Yeah,
80. What are
80.
Fine. Two times. So you give 80, you give me two sets. Chacham say no double jeopardy. You only give 40 for kasher. Now let's
see. Why can't you give two sets, namely 40, wait for them to recover, and then another 40?
You do that. That's what it means. Of course you do that.
That's one way of doing it. If he can take 80 in one shot, that's what he
gets. That's the question. I don't know if you
do
it.
No.
Then he's exempt after whatever he can handle the first time, and he's putter from the second set. If you do it that way, or if you calculate it together.
No, what do you mean?
If you calculate it together.
Yeah, right.
But if you calculate it separately, then you get each set. That's
the Mishnah. The Mishnah is you give two sets.
Right, but what we're saying is you first give him his full capability, then you wait for him to recover, then you give him another set of full capabilities.
That's what we'll do. Good. Fine. Let's try to get to these
guys. Why? Just on the structure of the Mishnah, in the first case, we don't. The Mishnah doesn't bring the Pesukim, whereas
right.
The second case, he does bring.
What's the
trap? Actually,
you'll see it in the second time, you'll figure it out. You'll have to say it twice. We'll figure it out from the end.
How can they do it in the first?
Yeah.
You see
it
in the Gemara?
No, I'm saying sometimes that's the format of Mishnah. I don't know exactly why. I mean, with the format, you know, a lot of times we try to minimize our words. We're asking, we should have said in the first case, so you'll know for the second case. Right here. That way we try to minimize the words. We try to say, if you don't have to say it twice, you say it once. We'll figure it out. Fine, I don't know why we didn't say it in the first case. Fine, now let's see the rashi over here. Important rashi. So now, oh, so really this rashi is on the first part of the Mishnah. That's it. This where the three lines in the bottom and the rash. Rash is kol ha-mashalem en aloke. Right, in the first case of the Mishnah we said, whoever pays doesn't get hit, according to the Chachamim. Good? Now why? So Rashi brings what the Gemara is going to bring on Amud Beis, on the next side of the page. The Chachamim, because the Pasuk says, keder rishato. We only punish a person according to his wickedness. Right? And the Gemara makes a drasha, right, with Rashi, mishum risha achat, for one wickedness, ata mechaivo, you bested, could mechaivo, could make him liable, and you could punish him. Ve'iata, you are not allowed to mechaivo, you can't be mechaivo, obligate him, and punish him, mishum, because of shterish ayot, two wickednesses. So which means, fasting could only give him one. Good?
In the second subas, and it's coming up, but over there, you have both Malkos and Mamun, and according to this klal of the Chachamim, this pasuk comes to remove Malkos as a punishment in any place where there's two punishments. So that's the svarbiyah, right? Is that the svarbiyah? The reason there's ground to say that they can get Malkos and Mamun
right
over here, and the Chachamim say that they only get Mamun because this pasuk comes to tell us that a person only gets Malkos in a place where he made one sin, where he made two sins. Then it doesn't get Malkos. That's as far away. That's
yeah, but yeah, but why both could?
Right?
We're saying you. Meaning,
I didn't ask my question.
You're saying
right?
You get two and not one. I'm looking for that puzzle. You get two and not one. No double jeopardy.
You get one and not two, right?
You get one and not two.
One and not two. So in any place where you have a punishment and Malkos, you don't get Malkos. You just get
I don't know.
Malkos.
So
they're not learning double jeopardy. Even if there's five punishments, they're learning in any place. You only get Malkos in a place where there's only Malkos. So in a place where there's five punishments besides Malkos, you get the four. You don't get Malkos, right? That's a cloud. That's a
good. Right? Yes, same.
Right?
Go.
So in Ksubas over there, there's a situation where a person's supposed to get Malkos and a Mamre. But over there, instead of not giving Malkos, which according to this cloud, the Rabbanan shouldn't get Malkos, we go instead with the cloud that you give the greater punishment rather than the weaker punishment, and we ignore this cloud completely, it seems.
Where?
In Ksubos. Meaning in Ksubos, we have two punishments of Mamre and Malkos.
And we give Malkos.
Over there, you give Malkos. According to this cloud, you shouldn't give Malkos because you only give Malkos in a place where there's only one punishment. But where there's two sins and two punishments, then you're exempt from Malkos. But over there, it seems like we give Malkos according to another cloud, ignoring this cloud completely.
Why? It's the same cloud. I don't understand. No two clouds. Why?
The cloud is one cloud. Let me just verify the cloud. The cloud is that in any place where you have two punishments, and Malkos is one of them, you don't give Malkos because you only give Malkos.
No, you do give Malkos. No, the Gemara this is the opposite. Our cloud, Rashi is going to explain our cloud. Our cloud is special. We're going with the rule is, that's how I was saying like this. I'm just saying double jumping to make it easy. The rule is, the main thing we're pulling out from there is, Kederish Asa from Ksubas is, our Mishnah, meaning, and our Gemara and our Gemara is looking at our base, not Ksubas, is that you can never get two punishments.
Where does it say that?
You're going to get to Amud, you didn't get there. Amud Beis, the Gemara in Amud Beis talks about it. You didn't turn the page.
But that's not the svar for the Ramban.
It is.
Here.
Read it. What's that? Let's read Rashi.
Rashi
is going to say our case over here. Rashi didn't talk about it yet. Let's see our case over here. I mean, over there, the Gemara said, what we said so far was over there. The Gemara said over there, you only get one. We can only punish you once. We can't give you. First of all, we didn't say you stuck in only Malkus. As now we're saying, the Gemara's drasha is. The Gemara's drasha is.
Good.
The Gemara's specifically not. But we're specifically not saying like that because we're pulling out the concept. You're taking the whole thing. You're saying we're not saying you have to be exactly like that case. You're saying just since that case has to be Malkus and Mamun, we only give you Malkus. Every case we only have to give you Malkus. It's not true.
Isn't the passage where it says it's going on Malkus.
However,
you can't give that. You can't give that. You can't apply that pasuk.
No, we
in
are.
A case where it's not Mishatah.
One second. We're giving Kedesh according to your wickedness, which means it says give the guy Malkus according to his wickedness. Meaning give Malkus and nothing else. Give only, which means the main thing the Torah is teaching you is the way the Gemara is saying here is Mishamrisha Achat Atam Chayvo. only jeopardized for one witness and not two. Right. Then what we're not, the drasha is not specifically Malchus and Mammon, only Malchus. You understand? It could be Misa and Mammon.
That's the source for this double.
Yeah, the whole rule is from here. That's the Gemara. Yes, yeah, that's the Gemara.
So they're not learning just Malchus.
No, it's like, you're right, in that scenario.
We thought it's a good darshani, but it's still according to the shot of the pasuk.
I understand, this is it. Good.
So all the learning is
good. We're learning a general rule. Because even though in that case, you're right, that case is telling you Malchus. Because I tell you, for example, let's say you have Misa and Malchus. Which one do you give?
Misa.
Misa.
So then this first part of the Rashi is not giving you, it's not giving you the svar of the Rabbanan here. It is.
Of course it is.
It's
everybody.
It could have given you the svar of the according to that, not
no, that's not right. The next one. Nachon.
The next one.
We have all. We don't know which one.
Nachon.
You need a complete Rashi.
Nachon. Of course. Nachon. Nachon. Stop saying. Go to the next line. Next line Rashi deals with our study. Now Rashi studies the general rule from Ksubas.
And then he brings Ksubas, and then from there you learn out the svar for the Rabbanan over here.
Good. Perfect. Perfect. Good. Baruch Hashem.
That explains everything.
Good.
Almost everything.
Fine, I hope it's clear. So again, so let's see Rashi again. First of all, we're saying this is the rule. The rule is no double jeopardy. What's the rule? Let's see Rashi again. Call Mashalim and like, if you pay, you don't get. Malchus works. The rule is no double jeopardy. It doesn't matter what the case is. Almost besides for a mayor, everyone else says, according to Rabbanan, the rule is Kedei Rish Asa. That's in Warik Subas. So over there, it goes at length. You only get one penalty. Why? It says punishment, give him a penalty according to his wickedness. There's the rule. For only one wickedness, you can punish someone and make him liable. You could not make him liable for two witnesses.
They learn
that
from this pasuk also that you go with the greater one and not the lower one, or that's a different pasuk.
So how do you know which one to do? So the Gemara is the Kibbutz of the Rabbi, and I don't remember if that rule also, meaning which one you pick.
This pasuk or somewhere else?
I think the Gemara said on that, obviously which one are you going to pick? The greater one.
Why?
Because
Svar.
Yes, I think it's a Svar. I think it's a Svar that obviously we're not going to get your orthodox. Bessin just can't give you, that's the rule. Bessin can't give you two, but they're going to give you the greater one they can.
That's
so you go to full, full, whatever, to the, as full to the law,
they can get you. So therefore you give you the greater one. Yeah. Really, they want to give you two initially.
Yeah, Bessin, yeah. Because we're just telling them Bessin is your maximum. So if they're going to do it, they're not going to go lower. Right. They're going to give you a penalty
that's
according
svar.
To the full thing of the law.
And the fact that we'll go to greater
is svar. I don't think Kimura is another possible. Fine. Good. Now, comes Tyson says, now let's come to our studio. That was like we bring consumers from our base that you only get one jet. Now, why in the world over here do you get Mammon? Now, Rashi is going to ask a question, a simple question. If you look at the Gemara in Ksubas, Rabbi Yehi said, when you have Malchus and Mammon, which one do I give you? Usually, you have Malchus and Mammon, you get Malchus, right? When you get lashes and money, you get Malchus. So why, by us, the Chacham, I'm telling you, you get Mammon. What our Mishnah say? What did the Mishnah say? Call a Mishal, if you already pay, in the look, we're not going to give you lashes. That's backwards of the whole Gemara and Ksubas. Gemara and Ksubas seems to say, you get one out of the two, and you give me the greater one, which is Malchus, we give you lashes. So why in the world over here,
what
we give
you... What was the case
you,
over there?
Any case, doesn't matter. Any case in the world, we have Malchus and Mammon. What any case you have?
No, maybe over there it's a Kadas, and over here it's a Tashlum.
The guy in Mechal Shah, he rips someone's shirt on Shabbos. So it's Malchus and Mammon. The Gemara, over there, how killing the guy, he killed the guy, and he went through his shirt. So you're five mises for killing the guy, and you owe his family money for his fancy $1,000 shirt. So it's Malchus. Let's say you rip the guy's shirt on Shabbos. It's Malchus and Mammon. Fine. That's the Gemara's giving that you kill the guy and you owe you chai mitzvah for killing the guy and the shirt you owe Mammon for the shirt. Fine. But whatever. Yeah, his family still wants to get try to sue you, stab the guy. So fine. So sell off with it. You don't pay the go. So the mice. Yeah, you don't get away with anything. That's the bottom. You don't get away with anything. You stab the guy. You say, what's the difference? You ruin the shirt. Yeah, you also have to pay for a shirt.
Really, you have to do 6 hours.
Yeah. So you got a lot of shoes. Yes. You know, there's nothing. Nothing's for nothing. That's the case over there. But anyways, that's a lot of cases we give over there. Fine, so again. So Rashi is asking, he brings the Gemara Ksubas Estes Kasha. Gemara Ksubas already knew our Gemara and Malchus, and it said, if the rule is always, when you're giving lashes that money, lashes is greater, you give lashes, so why don't you come and say, here you pay. Let's see Rashi inside. When Sechus Ksubas and Daflam Beis and Beis Makshina, and Makshina means we have a Kasha. The Nema, why don't we say in our Mishnah, called Halok, right? The Nema we should say in our Mishnah, the opposite. The rule should be kol haloke, whoever gets lashes, and a mishalim doesn't pay. Why the chachamim saying whoever pays doesn't get lashes should say whoever gets lashes doesn't pay because lashes are the greater one. And what should be the rule? The yilku kol hazomim, and in every case of edim zomim they should get malchus. But lo yishalim they should never ever pay. Could close up half himself as malchus, so it close. Put it in Shemus.
Can you read that again, please?
Yeah.
There's a redundancy between the two.
Yeah. When Mesachas Ksubas, on Daf Lamed Beis, Makshinan, we ask, V'neima, why don't we say, meaning in our Mishnah, kol halokeh, whoever gets malchus, in a mishalim, they don't pay.
That's a quote. Is that a quote?
It's a question.
Yeah,
you should quote
from Subas?
Yeah, it's the whole thing's a quote.
V'neima, starting from V'neima and mishalim is a quote?
Yeah, V'neima, kol halokeh, in a mishalim, yilku kol zel mishalmu. That's the question. Why don't we say, whoever gets malchus, if you don't pay, yilku kol hazamim. And every case of Edom Zoe should get malchus. The lo yishalmi should never pay. Should never ever pay by Edom Zoe. Because whenever you have malchus at moment, right? You have malchus. Every single case of Edom Zoe, part of your process was you said a false testimony. Nachon? Every single case of Edom Zoe, you said false testimony, correct? If a guy was Edom Zoe, it comes after he testified falsely and bested. So every case of Edom Zoe automatically should be chayav malchus. So every case of Edom Zoe should get malchus and now money. That's true. Rabbi Yaffe, what do you say? Every case of Edom Zoe, you lied and bested? Every Edom Zoe.
Yeah.
You lied. So you should get malchus for lying. You should never pay for Edom Zoe. Every case, you should just get malchus for lying.
Yeah. Special
dinner. Oh, Shanina, the Gemara answer. Shanina is like a shani. The shani is the answer. Mishanina, and the answer over there, the Gemara answer is no. Because
they. I'll learn.
So I think literally could mean learns, but Mishanina usually like you have a kasha and a teretz. Mishanina means like we answer. I think literally you're right. Literally it means like we learn, but it means the more I answer.
It's a response.
It's used as a response. Mm-hmm. Good.
The answer over there. They learn. It's
yeah.
The same part.
Yeah, I'm saying the word literally is right. Mishanina right. Really means to learn, but Mishanina usually like in this context means it means that it's like a like
the
you said.
The answer is we learn.
No, you say so you're right. I'm saying I think that's what you say. Mishanina. So right, we learn. So the more answers over there. What do we answer? We say. Like this. The Feirush explicitly rips the Torah. The Torah included Edom Zoram and Tashlumin. The Torah specifically, included Edom Zoram for Tashlumin. Meaning what? Because the Torah says the halacha of Kasher Zama. We're telling you, whatever you plan on doing to them, we do to you. Which means we're telling you, if you try to make the guy pay money, you have to pay money. So the Torah specifically goes out of its way to say a whole thing of Edom Zoram and Kasher Zama, Kasher Esalai. We have to write a whole Mesechtas Makas on it. Well, if you just give the guy lashes, you know, you could sew up at your first parakim sechas makas because every time you're Edom Zoe, you should give the guy lashes. Nachon? So the fact that the Torah went out of its way in this case to tell you, Edom Zoe tells you that in this case, you give the money in the halacha Edom Zoe, you don't give malchus. Even though usually in every case, when you have lashes, malchus, and mammon, we'll give the greater one, we'll give you malchus. But in this case, the fact that the Torah went out of its way to write a whole thing of Edom Zoe, and the Gemara has to write a whole sechas makas on it, to teach you in this case, we still hold the rule, you don't double jeopardize. But in this case, you'll only give the money and not the malchus.
And that's as far.
That's as far, yeah.
So we bring a klal, a kasha, and a teretz. And from a teretz, that's how you order something.
Good.
That's the structure.
Uh-huh. Perfect. Good. So the yellow flaws, and the Gemara learns it out over there. I mean, if you want to look at lens, Rashi's telling you, I'm just giving you the synopsis of that. Gemara over there, the Gemara over there. Now Rashi also saying that, how do you know this whole thing? He says, right, he says, the yellow flaws over there, we learn out this whole. Go if you want to like see it at length. The whole thing we'll learn it. The Gemara learns it over there. How you know and if they have to pay the whole thing. If you want to see it at length, go over there to see. I'm just giving you the main thing so you don't get stuck over here. So really, you have to learn Mishnah's two to come to this Gemara's question. He says, I'm just giving you know heads up on the Gemara two. Also, it's going to be we need it for our Gemara also. Goes so far so good. So yeah, Rashi had a question. He brings the Gemara's question from Ksubas. We might have that question. We know the rule. We know Shas, and we know the rule from Ksubas is. When you have lashes, that money you give lashes. Swear the Chachamim saying you give money. The Gemara answers over there. The since the Torah went out of its way specifically over here to tell you a whole thing about paying the money of Kasher Zama must be over here. You pay money and not the lashes. That's he said. We go against the general rule. Good. The Gemara understands. Oh, very good. So the Gemara over there understands. In this case, for sure, you'll give the money and not the. The Gemara understands you give the money and not the what's called, not the malchus. Very good. Bakshan. So, we finished the Mishnah. Let's go, we'll go to Dalet Amud Beis.
It's everybody. Bless
Rashi, which one? Sorry, skip the Rashi. Sorry, no, skip the Rashi. Go back and do Chazar at Dalet Amud Beis.
You
want to see him?
You have some candy?
Fine, so what does the Gemara say? So comes the next case where we said, the Chacham Rav Meir said you get 80 lashes. Chacham said you only get 40. Now, why are you getting that 40? The bottom Rashi and Dalim now. Because of, not because of Loisana, because of Mishum Kasher Zama. Right? I'm Mishum Loisana, Loi Lucky. We do not get lashes over here because of Loisana. Because the fire should get more, the Gemara is going to explain why not.
we just learn that out though from the previous from the Rashi's that the Sfar of the Rabbanim earlier, since we choose Kasher Zaman as opposed to
right.
Malkus, so therefore you see from there that 40 marks from
Kasher Zaman. So we have to see in the Gemara why, I shouldn't say. It's a good question. We have to see in the Gemara.
That's the reason why, right? The same.
No, because the first reason we're saying was, no, because the Gemara is going to bring it, Gemara is going to explain a little more. Because, it could be a little different. I'm waiting for the Gemara. I understand what you're saying. It's in here. I also thought about it in Rashi. I think the Gemara is going to be first. The Gemara is going to come into another thing. That's what we really had. Fine. We'll see.
Who's pulling out the candy and cakes?
Oh, see, because
one Mishnah.
Fine. So let's try to get a head start in the Gemara. Oh, it's bringing us stuff. Fine. So let's see the Gemara now. Let's see in Dada Beis. Good. Let's see the Gemara. Bishlam al Rabbanon. The Gemara says, meaning literally means like Bishlam means like I'm at peace, but means I understand the Rabbanon because we already know the Gemara in Ksubas and the Gemara in Baba Kama and later in Gimel. So the Gemara is all over, like Rashi just brought down. We never double jeopardize. Even in Malkas and money, never. Because Kedei Rish Atoksiv, the Pasuk is written, give him according to what he did in his wickedness. Mishum Risha Achat, for one wickedness, Atah Mechaibo, you, Bestin, can be Mechaib and obligated. The I'atayu, the E means you cannot. The I'atayu, you are not allowed to Mechaibo to obligate him. Mishum Shtei Rashayis. So the reason for the Chacham and the Mishnah Rabbanan is very simple, right? The Rabbanan and the Chacham is very simple. So Gemara, we have this Gemara, all of the Shas, we know double jeopardize. So our Mishnah is very simple. Therefore, when it's Malkus and Mammon, you only give money. You'll only give one, which explains why only money. And two Malkus also, you only give one set of Malkus.
Well, why does the Gemara over here bring? That's not the whole Sfar. The whole Sfar, you need to test a Kasha on Ksubos.
No, you know Ksubos.
Because you could still have a Kasha.
Same thing. Why does it bring it? Why, that's what Rashi wrote down. Because you can have another question on it. So go to Ksubos.
It's in the Gemara.
It's not. Every Gemara doesn't bring that to what every Gemara says. Every Gemara would repeat the whole other conversation in the Gemara.
According to this Sfar, then it should be Malkus.
Nah, Shas would be double the size. You don't have to go through every step.
I think the Gemara here is only arguing the difference between Rabbanan and Rabbi Meir as a 2-to-1.
It's interesting. The Gemara Ksuba is dealt with our Mishnah. A lot of Gemara's like this. We have to learn the whole Shas. On our Mishnah Ksuba, you're not going to have every.
Didn't say a complete reason for them for their Rabbanan over here, because according to this reason, the Malkus. So you're saying that the Kasha, Bishlam, the Rabbanan, that they hold one punishment instead of two, why are they hold two?
What's the reason for a mayor? Why in the world are you double jeopardizing? The Chayr we learned in the Gemara of Ksubas. We know the rule is. Let's stick to Malkus. We know the rule is you only get one punishment. There's no double jeopardy. So how can a mayor say in our Mishnah we give you two punishments, Malkus and Mammon? El Remeir, my time, what's the reason for a mayor? How can we give you two punishments? Amar Ula, government mitzi shemra. Ula says he learns it out from a parsha in the Torah called mitzi shemra, right? We know mitzi shemra generally as like Lashon Hara mitzi shemra. This over here, it comes from, where's, we know when someone says mitzi shemra, right? Someone says, fine. He learned it from mitzi shemra. What's mitzi shemra? So what's the case of mitzi shemra? Let's see the top Rashi. What's mitzi shemra? What's the top Rashi say? You really got the top Rashi? What the top Rashi say? What's the case of Moshe? What's the story there? The case is, Lo matzati levetcha besule. The case referring to the parasha of the Torah says, I didn't find the soul. What's this refers to? It has a psuk of the Torah. Psuk of in Devar. Yeah? Of Abraham, what's the case of Moshe Shemra?
The guy, the father gives the guy his daughter.
Good.
And then they get married. And then the next day he shows up and says, you told me that she's a betula. She's a virgin. And she's not a virgin. And I didn't find her to be a virgin. So then the parents come along and say, well, it's all a process. But anyway, they say, it's not true. She is a virgin. We have proof for it. And
what's the halacha then?
And then
the husband pays.
He has to pay for the mechir of the
100 shekel.
And then he also gets to marry her, and he has to get Malkus.
Good. So again, so what happens?
He can't divorce her.
If she's Malkus, he's marrying her. He can't divorce her. So again, so what's the halacha of Mitzvah Shemra? Rabbi, we have a case of Mitzvah Shemra clear?
No,
you haven't
learned it yet.
So you're learning now.
Oh, no.
It's a pasuk in Chumash. You don't know.
I don't know the pasuk. I didn't learn Chumash.
Fine, so close your ears. Fine. So I'm saying. Fine. So it's halacha Mitzvah Shemra. So again, what's halacha Mitzvah Shemra? Halacha Mitzvah Shemra is that some guy comes and tells the father that I married your daughter and I thought she's going to be a virgin and she's not. Right? So what's the halacha? Halacha is that. So the halacha is. So what's the halacha? So what's the halacha? The halacha is that you give, let's say clearly it's not true. The halacha is that this man has to pay this girl 100 shekel and he gets malchus. And he gets lashed. Fine? So what is Mar saying now? Remeir says, you're telling me there's no such thing of double jeopardy. I have a case of the Torah tells me to give double jeopardy. The husband, by the case of Matzei Shemra, halacha is he gets momen and malchus. He has to pay the girl 100 shekel, her father 100 shekel, and he gets lashes. So I have a source. You do go trouble double jeopardy. That's the thing Gemara says. I should give you a head start for tomorrow. Fine, we'll stop it here. Okay. Yeah. So tomorrow, you try to do this tomorrow.